We are tired.
We're tired.
We're tired.
I'm going to poop my pants and then go to bed.
Yeah, Scary Poos is going to poor poos.
Yeah, we had McDonald's on the way home. And
where did we come from?
Exotica.
What was that like, Scar?
That was an interesting... I've never been, like, to a convention like that, so...
Yeah, it was pretty cool.
I don't know, I'm exhausted right now.
We'll get into it more in a couple minutes. But first, let's talk about...
Okay.
The Eagles won today, Scarlett.
Yep.
The Eagles won. And that's cool. That's pretty cool. What else happened today, aside from Exotica?
Well, what happened at Exotica?
Well, we're going to get into that in the actual episode of the podcast. For the first 5 minutes, it's just us chatting.
I know. I didn't know if you wanted to bring up my tooth.
No, I want to bring that up, but I'd like to bring it up with our producer, Jay.
Okay. You know?
Because he was the one that called me and notified me.
I know. I was like, what are you doing? Yeah. Stop.
So that was good to see. Now, do you think that's going to be a problem during the episode? That's something perhaps we should handle? Or do you think we should just let it go?
I say we bullshit for a couple minutes. And then we'll take care of it.
You'll take care of it.
No, you'll take care of it. Because I'm exhausted.
We'll rock, paper, scissors for it.
I ain't taking that little beast outside.
You got to take him outside.
You take him outside.
Seekies.
He's so sassy.
He is so sassy. Look at him. He's looking at us like one of you.
I wish we could take a picture and post it for people to see, but
we
would get banned. Oh, you can post?
Yeah, you can post dog pictures on OnlyFans.
I thought you can't.
On OnlyFans.
I know you can't on Clips for Sale, but I thought OnlyFans would take it down too.
No, I posted a picture of Snickers not that long ago on OnlyFans.
On your OnlyFans?
On my OnlyFans. Yeah.
You did?
Yep.
That's weird.
Yeah. He's Snickers. I had to post a picture of him, you know? It's actually a picture of me with Seekies, and we're like this. You know what I'm saying? It's a pretty sweet picture. Recommend you guys to check it out, you know? Unless they removed it, and in which case you can't have a picture
of Snickers. I'm so confused right now. You know?
But I'm pretty sure you can. I'm pretty sure there's dogs OnlyFans. Like, people who are like, I'm going to make an OnlyFans for my dog. You know?
Seriously?
Yeah, fuck yeah. People are really stupid.
No. That's not a thing.
You would be surprised at how many stupid people, see? How many stupid people are out there, you know?
I'm gonna fall asleep on this microphone.
Should we just start the episode, get right into Exotic?
I think we should, because I got no more bullshit.
Yeah, let's get right started. And we're back with another episode of the Fetish Nature Podcast. As always, I'm joined by my wonderful co-host, Scarlett Faye.
Hola.
Joining us today as well is our producer, Jay. I don't know if he wants to say hello. Go ahead.
Hello.
There he is. We went to Exotica today. Zoe Rose came with us as well. Sadly, she is not here right now, as she has some things to get to when she got back. So she went and took care of that. And we had something else that was supposed to happen, but that fell through. So we're just kind of fucking winging it here. And we're going to tell you guys what our experience of Exotica was like. And if we would recommend you go check it out, which we do. You know, we do recommend that you do that, especially next year. Because we'll have a booth and you can come talk to Scarlett. Maybe we'll get into that later. We'll get into that later. Because I know Zoe would be down. But I'm curious if Scarlett would be down. Let's... Yeah, Scarlett, what their first thoughts? Let's go around the room here.
Okay. Oh, first thoughts on Exotica.
First thoughts, yeah.
When I first walked in, I was like, whoa, totally different than I thought. It's like when you go to a convention and there's like different booths. I don't know what I was expecting. I feel like I was expecting it to be more like exotic. I don't know. But it was still like, it was really cool, like walking around. And then I was out of my element because I've never done anything like that before. But once I started, you know, getting into it and like talking to people and like walking around, I was like, oh, this is pretty cool. And meeting all the bitches.
A lot of sexy bitches. Yeah. There was
asses everywhere.
So much booty.
I actually watched.
There was a lot of booty.
I don't remember who it was. I'm pretty sure we talked to her though. I watched someone just full on slap her ass right down on someone's face and just jiggle that ass.
I pointed you at that, and you were like, why am I not seeing this? And I was like, Jay, it's right there. There is a girl sitting on a man's face right there.
I had to tilt my head down and be like, oh.
Her ass was super nice. She was the first girl that I went and talked to. It was like, hey, you should come work for Fetish Nature.
Yeah. talk to her.
And unfortunately, I completely forget her name, and I lost the card that she gave me, because she had, like, I was collecting people's cards in my right pocket, and her card was, like, the size of a fucking magazine. So, I did not... Do you have it? Tell me you have it.
Oh, yeah, we have it. That's it. Let's go, Jay.
Let's fucking go, Jay. Her name, big shout out to Alex Blair. Alex Blair.
She was dope.
Yeah, her ass was so juicy. I would love to take a fart from that. Yeah, I mean, because that was a juicy booty. Yeah, I mean.
Yeah, Alex Blair.
She was very sexy, you know. We have a couple of cards here we'll read off, see if we can make any of them happen in the future.
Mm-hmm.
You know, a lot of fun. A lot of fun that we had there. If you can hear a little paw prints in the background, that's our dog, Sneakers.
He's being a little weak.
But in our defense, we were gone all day, so, you know, he kind of just wants to be close now. So I'm just going to pet him on the side and
hopefully he'll stay there. All right, what are your thoughts?
My first thoughts were, you know, I went in and I was obviously a little anxiety, nervous. Mm-hmm. I think all of us were,
mm-hmm.
except for Jay. You know, Jay walked in with a boner.
Not even that.
No, yeah, you know, I was a little nervous. And then as soon as they started walking around, I was like, all right, this is cool. Like, these are my people. You know, but it's intimidating. I mean, everyone there is hot as fuck, you know.
And they all probably have been doing stuff like this for a long time.
A long time. They have.
So, yeah. So you, like, walk in and you're like...
Like, they're we saw Autumn asses there.
Everywhere and this and that. And
we saw Autumn Bodello, and yeah, I was like, how are you doing, Autumn? She's like, good. I've been getting foot massages left and right.
I
know.
She's like, I just sit here and people massage me, and I make them do this, and I make them do that.
Yeah, it's pretty fucking sweet.
I want a booth.
Yeah.
But I will say...
You got something in your mouth.
Fuck you. I will say, though, someone did come up to me and just whipped out their wallet, gave me money, and said, I want a picture.
Yeah.
I was like, I don't have a booth or anything. He's like,
and Scarlett, I want a picture. Scarlett was noticed 5, 6, 7 times, and people got pictures. Fans and stuff got pictures with her.
Mm-hmm.
And Zoe, they were very excited. That was cool, you know, meeting some of the fans. And some
I
of
felt
the
like
people.
A celebrity.
Yeah. Every time they came up, I saw your smile. Like, oh my God, you recognize me.
I was turning like beet red. I was like, I know.
Yeah, shit was fucking extra funny. That was cool, you know. And next year, we are going to go back, and we are going to have a booth. But we'll get into that in a minute. I want to get Jay's. Jay, what was your first thoughts when you walked in?
Going to different places? I don't know. It was one of those things where I, like, walked in, and I've been to, like, different conventions, so it's kind of exactly what I thought it was. At first, I thought it would be a little more, like, you know, it's Exotica, so it's like I thought. But I saw a picture of... Violet Myers, and I kept hearing her name. Oh, she had like the biggest line over the weekend and things like that, and she wasn't there today.
Mm-hmm. Is that somebody you were excited to meet?
She's cool, and she definitely has an online presence. Like, she's like well known out there in the you know, in the adult industry. So, and even she was just wearing like a onesie, you know. So it was like
she was there.
Well, when she was there this weekend, photos that she has posted, even Alex Cole, who I was excited to see, she was kind of wearing like a Woody outfit, and mm-hmm. she was like, "I'm gonna show you my tits,"
mm-hmm.
and it was pasties, so it was like it was tame compared to like things that I've gone to.
But
it was good.
I think if Exotica was in Florida, it'd be buck wild,
right?
Because like I've gone to strip clubs in Florida, and strip clubs in Florida are like. Like, because I've only experienced good strip clubs from what I hear, from my brother, from friends. Because I went to strip club for the first time in Florida, in Miami, and then in Orlando. And in both of them, the bitches were fully nude, and they were touching your wiener, and, like, shoving their hands down your pants, and, like, rubbing against your Johnson. Some of the girls were like, if you give me enough money, you can get on the ground, I'll sit on your face. And, like, it was just crazy. Yeah. And then, like, my brother said, like, it's not like this. Like, back home in Philly, when you go to a... strip club, they're like, don't fucking touch me.
Yeah.
You know? But like, here, you're full on gripping these bitches, you know? So I imagine New Jersey is more tame, like you said.
Yeah.
But if you were to go to like something like Exotic in Miami or even LA or something, it'd probably be pretty fucking nutty.
What, the Las Vegas one, one of the guys
Vegas
that,
or is Vegas. Probably another level.
That's what one of the guys was saying. He was, because he's been to all of them, and he was telling me while we were waiting in line. He was telling me about the Las Vegas one, and he said it's a little more raunchy. Like, there's a lot more, like... So, yeah, I could see that. But it also went on Sunday. Yeah, and we went on a Sunday.
Yeah, it was dead in there.
It was dead.
Like, but it didn't take away from the experience.
No.
But Sunday, and according to Autumn, Sunday is a good day to go as well, because like she said, on Friday, you couldn't walk around.
Yeah, like, there was lines
everywhere. There was lines everywhere. You can't talk to anyone.
Packed like sardines.
Yeah, you're packed like sandwiches. So, like, it's tough. So, we got in there, and we got to walk around and see people, and that was really cool.
Yeah. Well, even the two lines that I got in, there was, like, maybe two people in front of me.
Exactly. Yeah.
So, it was like,
and like you said, you walked by Alex twice, and there was no line or something like that.
Yeah, I walked by her twice, there was no line, and then I walked by her an additional two times, and there was a line. So,
yeah, it's funny.
It started, well, we got there at, like, 2-ish.
Yeah, it was around, like, 1:32.
1:32, so.
Do you know the name of the girl that I was fucking, what's up?
What? Nothing.
What?
Oh, I was not in the middle of speaking or anything.
You said two.
Yeah.
Two-ish.
One, yeah, one, we got there 1:32-ish.
Yeah. And was there more to that statement?
Yeah.
Oh, what was, go ahead.
So we got there at like 1:32-ish. I hate you. When we got there, it was like super extra dead. And then as the day went on, it got like a little more packed. And I was like, oh, okay. Like people are showing up a little later. That's it. That's all I was going to say.
So, like, my porn star dreams weren't there because, like, you had Alex Cole and a couple other girls that you were upset
with. Yeah, it was Lauren Phillips was there.
But that chick that was dressed like a princess, that shit, I was like, damn, bro, that girl fucking...
Oh, I'd yeah, the one you got a picture with. I'd suck
a fart out of her ass like a...
How'd you get that picture?
I got that picture. It's on my phone. I'll probably post on...
What's that? How'd you get that picture?
What's that?
I'm shy.
I know, yeah. I went up to Jay and I was like, I'm shy. he was like, you want to get a picture? I was like, nah, I'm shy. I don't want to do that. And then he grabbed me and he was like, come on. And I was like, oh, no. Yeah, that was funny.
I was like, take a picture of my friend right now.
So typically I wouldn't do it. Typically I wouldn't be shy. But the fact like I made awkward eye contact with her throughout the day of either walking by her or like when she was getting food, she was in front of me in line. And I was just like, you know, and then she like turned with her food like this and like we made eye contact. And I was like, hi. And then she just walked away, and I was like, well, that was weird, you know? So it was very awkward, you know?
Kaylee X Taylor X2.
Can you send that to me? Because when I post the picture on Twitter, I'll try and tag her or, you know, just write something nice. Because she was very friendly, you know? She was very cool, you know? Very handsome, you know? She was, like, fucking 5'1", 5', maybe less, you know? I don't know, but she was cutie patootie.
No, she was very pretty. Mm-hmm. And I was just casually talking to her, not realizing that she was a content creator. And she was in line for Alex Cole right behind us. And I was like, of course you can get in front of us. And I was like, wait, are you like, do you do this? And she's like, yeah, one of my first scenes, Alex like helped me through it because the director was being so-and-so and... I was like, cool. And she's like, yeah, I'm going to like go up there and try not to cry. And I was like, aww, or cry. And then your makeup's running and then it adds to the outfit. So,
aw,
no, that's sweet. They were pretty cool.
Yeah. Very cool. You know, although most people I talked to were very cool. And Zoe, you tell the story because Zoe tried to recruit her to Fetish Nature and said, yeah, we do like human furniture. And what did she say? She's like, oh, I don't want to be a chair.
Yeah. Yeah. She was like, I'm not really for that. Like, I don't know, do I look like furniture?
Yeah.
But then she proceeded to get on her hands and knees and be like, if I was furniture, I'd be like this. And then I was like, wait, this
Jay
works.
Where was I?
I wasn't with you guys?
I don't know where you were.
Nah. I don't know where you were. You were probably looking at the thing that we'll talk about later.
Yeah, probably. Yeah.
Or getting my pickles.
Or your
pickles. My pickles. So did anyone say like, no, honey? Like,
yeah.
Jay
okay.
did, yeah.
Yeah. But after she gave us the example.
Of being a chair.
Of what it would be like. Because then I was like, you know, maybe.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, you do funny. Make a good chair.
Right.
Yeah. Exactly.
Oh, I was like, goodness. You are a hot table. Yeah. Everyone needs this in their household.
Yeah. I'd be sniffing my table all day. You know. All right. So this is what I was thinking. You know how people had like tables with like wheels and you like pay $5 and you spin the wheel or something?
Yeah.
What if we had that for ours and we had on there like sniff Scarlett's ass and they just get to put their nose up to your butthole real quick and give it like a quick sniff, you know, or for Zoe's butthole or for whatever, or like just a kiss on the cheek, you know, and then we have like the one dark slit that's like that, you know, on the Wheel of Fortune, the wheel, it's like $1 million. Like, that one is just sniff Dax's asshole, you know? So it's like a vet, you know, bad, like, you have to do it. You pay, you know what I mean? So, like, you spin the wheel, and if you get lucky, you know what I mean, then you get one of the normal prizes. But if you get unlucky, you know what I'm saying, I pull down my britches, you know, and I'm like, get in there, you know what I mean? Right. You know?
I just hand them the machete.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. That's the machete so they can get through the hair, you know what I mean? They have to,
you know, get what really, you pay for. You gotta get in there.
You gotta get in there. You know what I'm saying? You gotta help
fight
me
for it.
Help me out. Clean it up. You know what I mean? Yeah. Maybe, you know, let them use the hair to floss their teeth or whatever the kids are doing these days with their hair.
And you gotta put it on a time limit too. Mm-hmm. So they gotta really, like,
oh yeah,
work
yeah
for it.
Yeah, don't slice my ass open. You know, you gotta clean that up too. You know?
Maybe not a machete.
Yeah. Yeah. Maybe not a machete. Yeah, you know? Maybe a small razor. You know? Or some
tweezers.
You know, tweezers.
There you go.
Some playful scissors, you know.
Playful. Like playful the zigzag scissors ones? Yep.
And they'll have to deal with a lot of dingleberries.
Oh, wow.
According to Scarlett, I have a lot of dingle johnnies in there, you know.
Well, all right.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. Yeah. Just,
I have,
like,
a very hairy ass. So when
straight
I wipe,
up toilet,
you know,
paper all caked all throughout.
Yeah, yeah. There Scarlett, one of her favorite things to do is just fucking get her tongue in there and eat it all, you know.
Nice.
She likes the little pieces of treasure that she finds.
There we go. Yeah, wow.
She's big into that.
Beautiful mileage.
Oh, yeah.
Beautiful.
It's wonderful.
It's beautiful.
It is just simply fantastic.
So Exotica.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, no, it'll be fun to get a booth and...
We're 100% going. All 3 days next year, we'll get a booth. And we hope that you guys can make the trip out there and come see us, because...
Oh my God! I literally, what did we do? It was, we get there at 1:30. We left at 5.
Mm-hmm.
So that's.
Yeah,
don't interrupt me, sir.
Yeah, how's your tooth?
I just feel like we did what, like 4.5 hours today,
mm-hmm,
and I'm exhausted. How am I going to do 3 days?
Well, we'll be sitting in chairs.
I know, but still, it's still like the interaction. Like, I'm an introvert, so all that interaction just takes it out of me.
Yeah.
It's like a workout for my mental
anus
health.
I was being weird. I was like, do you drink enough water? Are you good? You having a good weekend? You're all right? All right, cool.
You didn't ask me that.
I didn't. No.
And I love water.
Yeah, you know,
I would have loved some water, Jay. You know?
But, yeah, a booth. And having like fun, like little
games, you know,
and stuff. Yeah, that would be, you know, that'd be fun. And I think that would probably
that's how we could get rid of the panties.
What, win
a pair of Scarlett's dirty undies, you know? You know, that'd be a lot of fun. You know, here's some.
I feel
sharp
like that's
panties.
Like,
dig your hand through there, take a sniff.
Like if we went to like FetCon, that would be a good, like,
definitely
stuff like that would be good to do there. But Exotica, I feel like more like on the. I feel like it was more on like the, like, twerking your face, like porn.
It was more
so like,
porn, yeah.
I think that like the actual fetish of it may be like a turnoff for some people because it's not.
I think it's more. I think
not a turnoff,
I think
but
that
you know
more
I mean
people have a fart fetish than people lead on. And I'm starting to learn that
just,
too.
I'm.
And I think if we had a big booth and we had like a fart cloud, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
With like, you know, fetish nature or Scarlet Faye or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you know what I mean? Or like,
do you think people would be embarrassed though to go up to our booth?
Not really, because you're at Exotica, you know.
Yeah, but so, like you're at Exotica for into, like, you know, sex.
Maybe
not, you know, for a fart fetish.
There was a lot of like ass worship. And
I saw a lot of ass worship, face
and that's,
sitting,
and that's totally fine. You know? I'm saying
people
specifically
getting
the fart.
You know,
yeah.
Like
who knows? That's what we're aiming to do is to make it more mainstream. You know, let people know like, hey, you don't have to be an embarrassed little bitch anymore, you know? Because I lived that life for 20 years. And,
yeah, we know, you know, we know.
Oh, who else? We got a list of a couple of cards in front of us here. We want to kind of shout out to these girls. Kinky Sub Girl. This is one that you got.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she was dressed
holy
like a nun.
Fuck. She looks gnarly on the back of this card.
What do you mean?
That's crazy.
Oh.
Kinky Sub
Wait,
Girl. Is that
can
what
I
she
see
looks
that?
Like?
No, because that's
name's,
not her.
Looks like her name's Claire.
That's a Liam Idols.
Maybe it is. Maybe it ain't. Rum Ham. We got Taylor Love. I don't know who got this one, but this girl. Is that you?
Mm.
Which, does she look? Is she this hot in real life?
Can I see? Because I think I know who that is.
Christ.
Can I see?
Yeah.
Her card
love
is,
to get that
is gorgeous.
Girl. Yeah, she's got a great card. We'll have to make you a card with your picture on it, you know. What do we have? Blonde bombs. Oh, this was, I talked to this girl. She was very, very, handsome. No, she's very sexy. She lives in LA. Love to get her on the pod. To Fetish Nature, because she actually, she said that she is lactose intolerant and she'd be ripping ass. She was telling me a story about her farting this morning, and that was very good. It was very funny. She said that she's staying with like a bunch of girls. She said in the morning she had a really big fart, so she ran into the room where all the girls were like getting ready, and she just started shaking her ass, and the fart was just shaking out of her ass, and she was cracking up. You got something in your tooth. Inked to Please. Is that her name? Inked to Please? I think it is. Yeah, if she is that girl in there, she's very hot. Julie Ginger. Scarlett, why don't you tell us about Julie Ginger?
She is a BBW.
Yeah.
She was with like a couple of friends. Mm-hmm. They were very, very nice though.
They were I talked to them as well.
Yeah. She said they're moving to the area. Mm-hmm. They're close by, but they're moving even closer. So she said she would love to work with us, which is exciting because I was like, oh my God. Finally, I'm going up to someone and they're not like, okay, yeah, I'll take your card and you can take mine. Yeah. She was like, no, like people have been requesting for me to sit on people. Mm-hmm. And I would love to work with you guys. I was like, oh my God, yeah. Yeah, now, BBW, Julie Ginger.
Would you let her sit on you?
I mean,
she's huge, guys.
I know. Like she's huge. Like, and her butt is the hugest part about her. Mm-hmm. So like maybe in pants, mm-hmm. I would mm-hmm. consider it.
Mm-hmm. Would you be nervous?
I'd be so scared.
I would be scared too, because of the fact that like when I sit on the couch sometimes it takes me a minute to get up, you know. So like I imagine if she's sitting on my face and I manage to get a hand out there and tap, you know, I've got another 30 seconds potentially before she can actually, you know, get up, you know. So I'd be very curious. Yeah,
I don't know.
I'd be very curious. She's very pretty.
Yeah, there would be like, it would be very heavy on like, and I have mm-hmm. like a pointy nose, which mm-hmm. gets in the way a lot. I feel like it bends to the side.
Now it's not, I mean, she is, I imagine it's soft. Yeah, you know, I mean, I imagine it's not like,
but it would be a lot of pressure.
It's a lot of pressure
and it would be just encased, but yeah. We could get that thing that we saw. Mm-hmm. This guy is launching a product and it's like these two like leg cushions. Mm-hmm. So you stick your feet in both sides and then just drop down mm-hmm. and your knees are cushioned. So like, mm-hmm. and he said it was for fucking, but I was like, no, this actually would be perfect for sitting on someone's face, because mm-hmm. then you're like, your knees are protected so it doesn't hurt your knees, and like my hips wouldn't hurt.
I'm on tonight and my hips don't weets and I'm starting to weets and cheese.
I was like, I love this.
Who else we got here? This girl Titiana Orion, pretty sexy. Who got this one? Was this you?
Sorry, hold on.
Is this you, Scar?
Oh, I just got a gnarly Charlie horse in my
Titiana, she's cool.
I don't know. I need to see the card.
Emma Cyrus. This girl's very cute.
Ooh, that hurt.
Some of the more cuter, sexier ones are probably impossible. Yeah, I mean,
no, I don't think I talked to her. So that wasn't me.
Plenty of cards here that we got from people. You know, Mina Charlize. I don't even know how to say that name. You know, a lot of cool stuff though.
It was dope.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun.
Yeah,
a lot of fun. And Scarlett and Zoe decided to get these stupid gems on their teeth. And I mean, they just, it's so stupid. Scarlett, tell us about these gems that you got on your teeth.
I think it's cute. I think it's cute, but I think that I fucked up by not getting one on both sides. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And if it was like a diamond gem, I think it would be fine with just one, but it's a red gem. Mm-hmm,
mm-hmm. So if you were small, in mid-conversation with Scarlett, you would be like, I think she has something on her tooth. And like by that, I don't mean you'd be like, oh, she has a cute little gem on her tooth. You'd be like, this bitch ate some salad and got something stuck
between her teeth. Does it really look that bad?
It genuinely looks like you got something stuck between your teeth. Like every time you talk, you can just barely see it. And at no point in time am I like, oh, there's a gem in her tooth. Like, no, I'm like, oh, it looks like there's some salad on her tooth.
I think, you know? If I got one on the other side, it would probably balance it out.
Maybe, you know. Or it would just look like you have the dirtiest mouth. People would be like, damn, this bitch got to brush her fucking teeth, you know. And it's
I'll post a picture on OnlyFans for you guys to see. So you can be the judge.
Yeah. I mean, it just looks so stupid.
Zoe got it done. She got like an iridescent gem.
Which, for the record, I made fun of her nonstop for getting it just as well.
But I thought it was really, really cute. And I was like, oh my gosh, like, I never thought I would do something like that. But I was like, oh my God, it's so cute. I kind of want to do it. Like, YOLO. Who gives a shit?
Yeah, YOLO, Doug.
And I did it, and I did it with a red gem.
I warned her. I said, listen, babe, if you get that, I will make fun of you for eternity.
And that's fine, but I'm going to do what I'm going to do.
Yeah, but then in the car, you immediately agreed. Yeah, I regret it.
I don't regret it.
You regret it.
But, like...
If you could go back, would you keep it or get rid of it?
I think I would get a different color, maybe, or I would get two. No,
the choice is... If we could go back, would you get rid of it or would you just keep the one?
I don't know.
Yeah, you would get rid of it. I get rid of it. You get rid of it, yeah. You thought it was too.
Well, no, I think it's cute, but I think that you over there berating me about it, telling me it looks like I have salad in my teeth, makes me feel weird about it.
Doesn't it look like she has salad in her teeth a little bit?
Bro, you know?
Yeah.
I'm in the...
See how he's I'm not speaking on it? It's because he doesn't want to be a meat.
There's not... Yeah. No, it's... It's fine.
It looks so stupid. It looks so stupid.
I don't, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Fuck. It looks really dumb. And that's
it's too late now.
I like it, but there's no way of me like to explain why do you like it. I'm like, I don't know. It's like, you know, it's a thing.
Do you think it would look better if I had one on both sides?
Nope. Nope. It would look worse.
It's pretty cool. Yeah. I'm struggling.
Yeah. Does that answer your question, Scar?
It's like when someone's like, oh, let me put a grill on. And I'm like,
yeah. It's like, yeah. Okay. Oh, get a fucking man. Grill. You know? Yeah. I think that most of our audience, the nice people will say, yeah, it looks great. But then most people will be like, that's the dumbest shit I've ever seen in my entire life. Except for like Jordan will be like, oh, I love it. You know?
Because he loves like me and he's nice to me.
Yeah.
It's cosmetic. It's
fucking stupid.
You know? So like, if you put an outfit together, if you're just wearing whatever, then it's like, you know, maybe you had a lot of salad.
It's like the dead, it's like the dead tooth in Always Sunny. Oh, the dead tooth wafted over to you. You know, and that's what's going to happen, too, according to the things that I read online. It says that it collects food underneath of it, like around the edges of it. It begins to collect food and builds decay around that spot. So that by the time you take it off, you'll have like a spot on that tooth, like forever. You have like a little
Yeah, probably not. Spot on that, I think you're just being...
On that tooth. But, I mean, hey, look. You do you. Like I said, all I'm concerned with is your anus on my face. You know what I mean? At no point in time am I like, hey, Scarlett, come put your tooth on me. You know what I mean? So if you want to look like a fucking idiot, I mean...
It's cute. More it's power fine. To
you. It's just a little red gem on my teeth.
Don't empower her. You know what I mean?
But if I went home...
I don't know. I think that's cute. Like my little cute...
I literally can't even see it from here. Is it what
oh well then good on? Then we're good then I don't
can I see I could see it from here in person because it looks like you have salad in your teeth. Again, in this picture it looks like you have something in your teeth.
No, I think it looks like I have a red gem on my tooth. Even I will post this close, picture that I'm showing
even up Dax. Close it looks like you have I something can't see because
you're
your
shaking
teeth.
It
I don't even think it's so much as the thing in your tooth as it, to how long it could potentially be there
here.
For.
Doesn't it, just from here, from this picture, doesn't it look like she's just got food on her teeth?
I'll be honest, because if it really looks that
no,
bad.
No, it looks fine. It looks fine.
The way you say it, though.
Because it... you know what
I'm
going to
post this picture, and you thing. Guys can tell me what you think. If I need to get it taken off, I'll get it taken off.
Nah, I think for what you do and the content that you make and things like that, it's more of an exotic.
People no, are because at no point in time is the camera like, let me zoom in on her tooth. You know what I mean?
Listen, well, no, man. But if I'm doing a POV and I look at the camera,
it'll be a passing by of Scarlett, and they'll say, "Did she have something in her fucking tooth?"
No, nah, like, the next time I film, I'll make it a point that at one portion of the video is just going to be like going in on a
the
smile.
Way the POV would have to be is it'd have to be her looking at the camera and be like, this isn't trash in my tooth. This isn't a salad. This is a gem that I chose to put there. Yeah.
Just address it.
Or a POV of like, hey, you want to make fun of my fucking tooth because it looks like I had a salad and I didn't wash my teeth afterwards?
So should I get more gems on this tooth?
Well, that's a yeah, lot of I think salad. You should get a fucking tattoo that says I'm fucking stupid right across your forehead, Scarlett.
Why?
Do fucking that. All right? And then get fucking 30 of them. Amanda fucking Owens over there, all right? Looks fucking dumb, dude. It looks fucking... stupid. All right, that's the last I'm saying of it for at least 30 seconds.
It matches your nails.
Yeah. I'm supposed to get red nails all the time.
Yeah, matches your nails.
I think, honestly, you know what? I think the fact that you're saying all this stuff is making me think it's stupid.
Oh, no.
But, like, I like it, so fuck off.
Post it.
You don't like it, though. You
don't
like it. On my Instagram?
Wherever.
Yeah, post it on OnlyFans.
No. No.
Yeah, she would never.
Every picture is going to be just like a no-teeth smile.
Yeah, she's not stupid, you know? She knows it looks stupid. Otherwise, she would post it on Instagram. She would post that picture
just took right now. Here's my actual thoughts. I don't hate it, but I think that Zoe's looks better. And that's why I'm having the, like,
dilemma.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
For the record, Zoe's looks stupid as shit.
I don't think hers looks stupid. I think hers looks really cute. I wish she was here
now so I could make fun of her.
We'll have to get a picture of her. Jesus Christ. We'll have to have her post a picture of hers on...
Send me the picture.
Okay, fine.
All right, cool. Send it.
What? No, so you can what? Use it? So you can use it to show everybody and be like, look how stupid she looks?
Yeah. Exactly. You know, she's gonna post it on OnlyFans right now. You know, and we're gonna take a poll and see what people think, you know, which I am so excited to see. Because
I'm gonna like it.
So stupid.
And if there's just one like, I'm gonna be very depressed.
So she snuck away from me when she tried to get it too, because I kept making fun of her. I was like, Scarlett, please don't do that. You're gonna look so stupid. And then everybody disappeared from me, and I was like, where the fuck are they? So I called Jay, and Jay was like, oh, the girls are getting some gem thing on their tooth. And I was
no
like,
idea.
Motherfucker.
And he turned around, and I was like, was that Dax on the phone? And he was smiled. Like, yeah. I was like, well, what'd you do? He's like, I told him to meet us here. I was like, no!
Yeah. No! I smiled and looked at you. Like, he's coming over here. And you're like, no! Both of you said no.
Yeah. Yeah, she was mad funny. Extra. Oh, hey, Sickies. What are you doing? That shit was funny. It was a good time, though. You know, it was a good time.
Yeah. I got pickles. So, yeah, I got pickles.
You got pickles?
There was a big pickle vendor there. And they had all these different pickles. And I was like, oh, my gosh, which one do I freaking get? She's like, do you want to sample some? I was like, well, yeah. And I was like, I don't really know what I like. The garlic pickles just tasted like pickles. And I was like, this is good, but like, I don't know. She suggested these like green tomato, pickled green tomato, whatever the flavor was. I don't know. Anyway, I got them. I paid for them. I bought them because they were fucking delicious. It was like the perfect mix of like a salty, sour, like pickled tomato. It was so good.
If you could choose between going back and...
Oh my god, here we go.
Getting more pickles?
Mm-hmm.
Would you?
If I could choose between going back and getting more pickles and what?
And what?
You just said if you could choose to go back and get more pickles...
Yeah, would you get more pickles or would you not get that stupid stone on your tooth? You got some... Oh.
I'm just going to get gems all over my fucking teeth now.
Fucking have at it, dude. If you want to walk around looking like a fucking idiot.
You're an idiot.
Like a 2006 rapper.
Yeah.
Like Jay was saying. That's my immediate thought, too, was that they were like, let's get gems on our teeth. And I was like, what are you, 2004 50 cent? Like, what the fuck?
Oh, that's the thing, bro.
Snakes.
I don't know what's happening.
Leave it alone. What are you doing? Our dog is
acting. This is so unorganized.
What, where did you go with Zoe in the beginning that you came out with bags and stuff?
Yeah, you got a fucking
fanny
pack. Oh, that was at the stage.
Okay.
Yeah, the guy with the microphone was just like on stage and he was like, hey girls, you want some free stuff? We're like, sure. And he just tossed fanny packs at us.
That's pretty dope.
Yeah.
That's
and I was just carrying all my like cards and like cash and stuff in there. I was like, fuck yeah.
The only time I approached the stage, the guy on stage was throwing out little bras. And he threw one to me, and it was like a bikini bra for like a, and I have to say this, but it looked like it was for a child. I just immediately put it down. I was like, yeah, I don't.
It was probably just like a small.
It was like an extra small, and it was like just, I guess, just for the nippies, you know?
Yeah.
It was very stupid. I was just like,
this is. You were like, this won't fit me.
I was like, this is not for our.
Those are shoelaces.
You know?
Tied up into a bra.
So you didn't get the fanny pack? You just got bras?
No fannies. No fannies from me, you know?
No fannies.
They get the VIP pass at the end.
I got a shirt that's not going to fit. That was cool. Yeah. I wish that I went up earlier. I didn't realize, you know, that you had to go up to a stand to get your. Your Johnski, you know, you'd think that they would.
The VIP bag?
You think they would have them ready at the VIP check-in where you walk in.
Yeah.
When I walked in, she was like, sir, are you VIP? And I was like, yeah, I am. She's like, oh, okay, come this way. And it's like, you think that bitch would have fucking.
Here's your
goodie bag, you know? Yeah. Here's the thing that you paid for, you know? Absolutely not, you know?
No, he's just being a little bitch ass.
Sneakies. What's going on with his tail? His tail looks really funny, doesn't it?
Because it's like low.
Snakes.
No, he's just enjoying the view. Let him enjoy the view.
His tail looks like a walled up thing of cotton candy.
Oh, no.
He's so goofy.
No, he went outside and he.
He's a fucking Nance,
dude. He peed and pooped, so like he ain't going back outside.
Yeah, he looked like a little fucking Nance.
A little Nance.
A little fucking Nance, dude.
I don't know what this is. What is this?
I don't know. I think that we're
no
just.
No way you said it, though.
Yeah, he's just a little fucking Nance, dude.
Gotcha.
Well, there was one time where Snicks just got a haircut, and when he came back, he looked like Lord Farquaad. And I was like, yo, Snicks, what happened? Did you look like a fucking Nance, dude? And Scarlett
like
just
Nancy,
started fucking
you know? He
dying.
Looks like a Nancy.
Okay, gotcha.
Yeah, Scarlett just started dying, so I just kept calling him a little
fucking Nance.
Because when he used to go get his haircuts, they wouldn't cut his ear to the leather, and they would have him square. So, you know how Lord Farquaad has, like, the square? Yes. Like, that's what he looked like. And now
he literally looks like Lord Farquaad.
So now when that's I take him, I have to take him. And I have to tell him cut his ears to the leather. Or they'll make him look like Lord motherfucking Farquaad.
Some of you may die. But that is willing sacrifice I am willing to make.
You like Shrek?
I love Shrek. Shrek and Surf's Up. Slap. Great movies. Good movies.
So Exotica.
Yeah.
What else?
Booth.
Yeah, we'll get a booth next year. We have to look into prices of how much the giant. I want to get two big.
Yeah, we can just print those ourselves.
Two big, whatever they're called. You know what I mean? The stands. You saw them with the girls,
and they have their printouts.
One of Scarlett, one of Zoe have those. Maybe, you know, whoever we're working with a lot then. Probably get Cynthia. Cynthia already said she would come with us next year, so probably bring the five of us and go there, you know?
Yeah.
And then people, fans can come up and pay $5 minimum wheel and get a chance to sniff one of their asses or something, you know?
Yeah, we'll figure it out.
Something silly. Because we can't, you know, you can't just fart on command. You know, if we could be like, yeah, you get to sniff a fart, you know? Maybe, if you're lucky, you know?
Well, yeah, but...
But, you know,
who knows? We'll figure it out.
We'll figure it out, you know?
Figure it out.
I like the idea of spin the wheel and you get a pair of panties.
I like the idea of spinning the wheel and there may be a chance that they have to sniff your ass.
I do like that idea. That sounds fun. Get in there, you know.
Surprise with each sniff.
I'll spread the cheeks, you know. And that could be another thing is you either get a panties, you know what I mean, or you get a small bag like this filled with little toilet papers, you know, from my ass, you know. Dingleberries. Little bag of dingles.
We could sell them. We can have little cute little bags and like, you know, dress them up and have like little gift tags that say Dax's dingleberries.
Dax's dingies.
Dax's dingles.
Dax's dingles.
And we can sell them.
Yep, that'd be fun.
That would be fun.
I think Jay would get a few.
I think you would
walk
buy
around when that's all going on.
Yeah, well, you know.
I think they would sell like
hotcakes. With you could suck on them. Do whatever you want.
I don't like any of that.
Eat them, pop them in your mouth like popcorn.
Yeah, you know.
Yeah, they would sell like hotcakes. Like they'd be gone. You'd have to go to the bathroom to produce more.
Well, there's already more in there at all times. You know what I mean, I'm not producing more. You know, you take a shovel back there and you get another scoop.
Okay.
That's how you do it.
Inventory back there.
Yeah.
All right, that's it. We're done. Yep. I got no more.
Got no more. So what else did I want? Oh, I wanted to bring up real quick was working with Celine. She was fun. She was cool as fuck.
Yeah.
And she does sessions. So anyone that wants to do sessions, and I think that's something that a lot of people don't realize is like, Cynthia B does sessions. Autumn Bodell does sessions. Celine does sessions. Constance does sessions. So like, there's a lot of girls that have worked
in there for you, huh? With
there's a lot of S's. What is the line? You like popsicles? I got a whole freezer full of popsicles down the cellar. The whistle isn't there because my mouth is dry, but
maybe next time.
Maybe next time. You know, like popsicles. There it is. But anyway, yeah, you know, so people are always asking, you know, how do we get a session, and like, no, Scarlett doesn't do sessions, but there's plenty of girls that do sessions with us, and I think that Zoe's starting to get open towards sessions. She sounded like tonight, like she was like, I'm fucking down, you know?
Yeah, no, she was, once we like kind of walked around a little bit and got used to like, what was going on, like we both broke out of our shell, she broke out of her shell, and she was like, hell yeah. So maybe, but
time will tell.
Yeah,
hey, who knows, maybe a year from now, you know, you're doing some light session work too. Who knows
nobody knows
what the future holds.
You never know.
Nobody knows. Oh my god, I would love to have Sabrina there. If we could get Sabrina,
oh yeah, to go definitely to
Exotica next year. Yeah. I'd pay for her to come. That'd be lit. She'd be so funny there. Especially if she wears her like mask and sunglasses, and she's just like, you know, I'm Sabrina. I don't know who that is. You know, it'd be fucking hilarious.
Oh god,
that'd be a blast.
Yeah,
we'll get. She would have a giant heart attack together. There. You know, she'd be the only person in the entire building with a mask on. Oh, that'd be so fun. What else? Yeah. What is I gonna mention? Oh, just Celine. Her booty was deliciously, fantastically juicy. Even Scarlett said like it was very comfy on her face. We hope you guys that enjoyed that content.
I think on, they did. It seems like everyone really likes Celine. Mm-hmm. I think it's her giggles. Mm-hmm.
People were going nuts.
I think for people her. Like yeah. her giggles.
Her giggles were fun. Her ass was fat.
Her hair is very long.
Very long. That's a good.
I think that helps too.
It's huge. Yeah, you need to get your hair longer.
I would need extensions. I can't. My hair doesn't grow like that.
Gator done. You know,
extensions are expensive.
Well, you know what they say. And speaking of what they say, this upcoming Wednesday, we have Princess Fallen coming, and we're very excited to work with her. Not this time, but we'll probably have her on the podcast the next time that she comes after this one, after we get to know each other a bit.
Mm-hmm.
We also
It'll be
have
a long day. Long,
we have Lux Gray coming. November is Scarlett's birthday month.
That is my birthday month.
La La Tada is coming. Lux Gray is coming. We have Cynthia B back, of course. Zoe Rose is making a big comeback now. She's freed up some time, so you'll see her again. You know, we have a busy November, and then boom, right into December. We have a couple new girls starting in December as well. And I forgot, we have Estelle Hart is coming. She's making her debut as well this month in November. So we've a lot of stuff is going on, a lot of cool stuff, a lot of fun stuff, you know? Have you seen this? Have you heard about this? You know, that type of stuff. So, anything you want to add, Scar?
Yes. I want to add that I am exhausted. I think I have to poop. And I think that my tooth is cute.
Okay. So let me just, Jay, how would you, any closing thoughts for you, brother?
I say look forward to the booth next year.
Yeah.
That was the biggest takeaway from going to this, is we would definitely be a force to be reckoned with there.
Yeah. So whenever they announce Exotica for next year, guys, get your tickets and, you know, come up to Edison, New Jersey. If it is in Edison, New Jersey, wherever it is next year, closest to us, we're definitely going to cop a hotel down there and, you know, spend 3 days there. You know, that'd be a lot of fun. And we will be there, you know. So come out, get pictures taken. Spin the wheel, get some panties, some pantaloonies, you know.
Some Dax's Dingles.
Yep, some Dax Dingles, and come say hello. You know, we're going to have some fun. I think that pretty much covers it up for us. And we will see you guys next week. Remember, keep sniffing.
Bye.